All right, so we're diving deep today, folks. And we're taking a look at this book. Her name is Dandelion by John Walker. And specifically, the way he portrays the main woman character in the story. And how he uses, really interestingly, the dandelion as like a metaphor for her.
Yeah, I love that. A really unique symbol. It's not your typical rose or violet.
Right, exactly. It makes you think. It's not something you would see coming. So he describes her with like some really interesting language too. He says things like beauty and character bloom, which, already kind of hints at that dandelion imagery.
Yeah, subtle but powerful, right?
And he calls her a simple yet resilient flower and a beacon of grace and integrity. Just awesome
The
description.
way he weaves those words together, you really start to get a sense of who this woman is.
Yeah, and then there's that simple, unforgettable. So when you hear those descriptions, like, what pops into your head? Like, what do you see when you think about this woman?
Honestly, I immediately pictured someone who's been through a lot. You know, those descriptions, especially resilient, it makes you think about her past. What challenges has she faced? How has she overcome them?
Right, like maybe she had a difficult childhood or some tough relationships.
Exactly. And yet she still managed to come out on top. Like that dandelion pushing through the cracks in the pavement.
Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect image, right? It really ties into how the dandelion metaphor works throughout the whole book.
Totally. Because, you know, dandelions, they might be considered weeds by some, but they're incredibly strong. They can survive almost anywhere, and they always find a way to come back, even if you try to get rid of them.
They're kind of like, I don't know, nature survivors.
Aha, yeah, I like that. Nature survivors, that's a good way to put it. And that's exactly what Walker seems to be saying about this woman, too. She's a survivor.
Yeah, and he shows it through her actions too. Like, there's that part where she loses her job, you
Oh,
remember?
yeah. It's totally out of the blue.
And it's devastating for her, of course, but instead of giving up, she uses it as an opportunity.
Exactly. She starts that business she'd always dreamed of.
It's like how a dandelion seed gets blown by the wind and it lands somewhere new and it still manages to grow.
And not only does she grow, but she also helps others do the same. Remember how he talks about her spreading kindness and compassion freely, touching the lives of everyone she meets?
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful line. It's like each act of kindness is like a seed she's planting.
Exactly. And those seeds have the potential to grow into something amazing, too. Just like the dandelion, she has this ripple effect on everyone around her.
Makes you think about your own actions, right? Like, how are we impacting the people in our lives?
It's a powerful message, and it's not just about the impact, but also the way she does it. It's subtle, like the dandelion. You might not even notice it at first, but it's there.
And it's beautiful too. Like, dandelions get a bad rap sometimes. People see them as weeds.
Yeah, just something to be pulled up and thrown away.
But they're actually really pretty. I mean, that bright yellow and the delicate shape of the petals, it's kind of amazing.
I think that's another parallel Walker is drawing with the main character. She might be overlooked by some, but she possesses this inner and outer beauty that shines through like the dandelion. Her beauty isn't loud or flashy, but it's definitely there.
And he really emphasizes her inner qualities throughout the book, you know?
Totally.
Her spirit of freedom, her generosity, her, like, it's almost like an everlasting beauty, right?
Like that inner strength that just radiates outwards.
Makes you wonder, what do we really consider beautiful in people?
Yeah, is it all about appearances? Or is it something deeper, like the character, the actions, the choices a person makes?
Because I feel like Walker is really trying to get us to look beyond the surface.
Definitely. He's saying true beauty comes from within. It's about the timeless charm and inner fortitude of this woman. That's what makes her captivating.
Oh, and I love this quote where he says, her name is Dandelion, invites readers to explore a world where beauty is more than skin deep, capturing the timeless charm and inner fortitude of a woman whose spirit is as boundless as the open fields.
Wow, that's a great one. And it makes you think, if you had to pick a flower to represent yourself, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, would you be a rose, beautiful but with thorns, or maybe a sunflower, always reaching for the light? I think it's a really cool exercise to like think about our own inner qualities and how we each like flowers bloom and change throughout life.
So we've really explored this amazing woman through this lens of the dandelion metaphor, haven't we?
Definitely. It's been a really interesting way to look at the idea of inner beauty versus outer beauty.
Yeah, and how this book challenges us to rethink our own definitions of
Yeah,
beauty.
bag.
But what sticks with me, I think, is that message of resilience.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that ripple effect of kindness. Like, even the smallest actions can have a big impact.
Absolutely. Just like that dandelion seed, you never know where it might land and what it might grow into.
So true. Well, folks, we've had our deep dive into Her Name's Dandelion, and I hope this has maybe inspired you to check out the book for yourselves.
Yeah, it's a really good read. Definitely worth exploring.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.